Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages. Welcome to a special announcement from Legend in My Spare Time podcast. I'm Matt Lees, and my guest at this time with a very special announcement for you, the Legend in My Spare Time universe, the heel of all heels, the Darth Vader to my Luke Skywalker, except he's not my father, Reverend Davies.
Oh, yeah.
What do you have to say for yourself?
The champ is in the Matt Cave.
You watch your mouth. Why don't you tell the people? Listen, folks, there is no full-length episode this week, and it's his fault. No, why don't you tell him why?
With great power comes great responsibility. And unfortunately, the listeners in podcast land are getting the short end of the stick this week.
Why?
Because
it's your fault.
Because before the podcast this week, we decided to have a championship wrestling match. A championship wrestling match where the Rev pinned Matt Lees in the center of the ring. 1, 2, 3.
Damn it!
Therefore, taking his belt.
He took the United States Championship away from Lees.
In your home.
The superstar.
That's right. In your home.
And then we did a second match, and you were all like, oh, there you go. How about that? Should we play another one?
The ladder match. I won the ladder match after. So
the ladder match went on for eons. It went on forever. It was a classic battle.
Young Matt Lees is 0-2 in the ring tonight.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, combined with my ego, is the reason you don't have an episode. Because we have a limited schedule this week.
But I'm going to make this promise to you people out there. I am not leaving the Matt Cave. I am not leaving the Matt Lees residence defeated.
I can't let this cocky motherfucker leave this house.
A new era has begun.
You will not leave here.
It's the era of righteousness.
You will not leave here with my belt.
And all the fans said, hallelujah.
Ricky the Dragon Steamboat.
That's right. That was my character this evening.
And he will not leave here with the United States Championship, brother.
Oh, yes, he will. Oh,
brother.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, brother.
Oh, yeah. You bring it to the ring, Matt Lee.
Brother.
You bring it to the ring, brother. I'm going to show you a thing or two.
That's enough. You get in the fuck. That's it. Get in the fucking ring.
You're done.
Get in the fucking ring.
You're done.
Place your bets. LegendInMyPodcast@gmail.com. It is the Rev. I'm a pussy Davies.
A pussy against, with the belt.
Against the man who is about to hold his title once again, the superstar, Matt Lees. We'll give you a full report very soon. But for now, I need to get back in the ring, and I need to teach the Rev Damn Davies some manners. Actually, you know what we'll do? We'll take an extra second, and we'll create your character.
Yes, sir,
the Reverend Damn Davies. And then I'm going to fucking bitch slap him.
I'm going to teach you a lesson again.
Like the lesson I taught your wife?
If you can't win in the ring, eh?
I'm going to kill you. I'm going to turn on blood just to make sure I can make you bleed.
It's rough being a loser. Especially when I'm the one who beat you. Your record is 0-2 against me. How does that make you feel? Ashamed? Should be. I've only played the game 3 times.
I hate you. Get in the ring! The mic down.
I'm out of here.
Put it down. Get in the... Let's do it. I'm fucking out of here. No, you can leave it running. Fuck this.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Shut up. Get in here. Legend in My Spare Time is brought to you by Planet Leisure. At 370 Highland Road West in Kitchener, Planet Leisure is Southern Ontario's new home for action figures, video games, board games, toys, puzzles, darts, boards and accessories, ping pong equipment, pool cues, and so much more, including your hard-to-find must-have nerd toys from all your favorites like Star Wars, The Simpsons, Family Guy, WWE, UFC, and so much more. And starting in January 2011, Planet Leisure hosts a monthly game night. You can join us as we play our way through all the multiplayer games you love. See website for details. That's Planet Leisure. Find them at 370 Highland Road West in Kitchener. That's the Food Basics Plaza. Or online at planetleisure.ca. 519-772-0131. And don't forget, tell them we sent you for additional savings exclusive to our listeners. Dig it.
check out. Walking in the mini mart, there's food on the floor. There's carts everywhere, there's blood on the door. I just wanna buy some snacks and get back home. But these ghouls are trying to eat my bones. When I finally get home, I turn on the TV. The undead on the evening news is all I can see. So I pop in a movie and I try to relax. Listen to me while I tell you some facts. Fact:
the zombie apocalypse. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another fantastic episode. Another grammatically perfect and technically adhesive. Yeah. It's off to a good start. Welcome to episode 37 in a row. That's right. Just like every other motherfucker with a podcast who did more than 37 episodes, we made the Kevin Smith reference just a few seconds in. So this week, it's fitting that we should have the zombie apocalypse playing, because here we have the zombie mastermind, if you will, the Gozer to our Ghostbuster. Because when we play zombies, he is the one who ultimately controls the dark side.
It's true.
The zombies. Welcome, please, Tim Van Boss. And there's your intro music.
The intro
once again.
Music.
Oh, there it is. You love it when this is your intro music.
One of these days, Matt, I'm going to get back at you. I'm not sure how yet. I might just take over the soundboard at a show. I might find a way of embarrassing you on the internet. I'm going to fucking figure out something.
Yeah, excuse me. Don't want no short dick, man. Sorry. It's funny. It's consistency is what we're looking for.
If consistency is what you want, then I guess you got it.
Fair enough.
Anyway, folks, glad to be here.
Yes, and we'll let the zombie song resume behind us.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good tune. This is by a band called Kirby Crackle. I got it from iTunes. The only reason that I know who they are is because they went to a comic book convention that I was at in Toronto and just walked around handing out business cards saying, hey, man, we're a band. Check it out.
That's awesome. That's a good way to do that.
Well, they had their own booth. So they paid for a booth. They had the backdrop with the band's name. All one consistent artwork.
Yep.
So everything was one good look, which kind of looks like a comic book.
Yep.
And that's...
Crackle was everywhere you looked.
Everywhere. Right? They were handing out business cards. You could go to the desk and they were there. They were selling the CD. So I didn't buy the CD, but I did come home and buy it on iTunes.
Well, there you go. And that's what Matt Lee's band...
Yes.
Needs
do.
To do.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe you should do that before you actually get your record out.
Maybe I'm just too lazy.
And that's probably the reason why the record's not out.
Maybe. That's a little bit to do with it.
Anyway.
That's a little bit. Oh, there it is. So 37 hours at least. Well, we've done multiple episodes of multiple hours too. So
yeah, we've also had some stuff that didn't quite record, so we had to go back and do it again. There's been a good amount of work put into this.
This is gay. We get nothing out of this.
We get something out of it.
What?
We get the joy of contributing to the universe.
Fuck off.
We have to put energy out into the cosmos.
What are you pointing at?
It's the little green bar that was dancing across the bottom of your monitor there with like the levels and stuff.
Uh-huh.
It's not doing it anymore.
No, I know, but it's still recording up here. See?
That's cool. As long as it's doing its job. See, I'm not an audio engineer. I'm just a bassist.
No, this is being your technical minute.
Technical minute.
It's the red one we're looking at, and that's the one that keeps changing.
That's the technical adhesiveness that we were talking about at the
beginning. Yeah, I don't know what technical adhesiveness would be, but that's, you know, whatever. Sometimes we say things without really thinking about it, right, Obama?
Yeah, I mean... What techniques do you possibly have in your back catalog, Matt, that would be sticky?
I don't really want to talk about it. I think you talked over my Obama joke. Did you hear that?
What?
Sometimes we say things without thinking about it. Right, Obama?
Oh.
Come on. That was good for me.
That was all right. That was more politically relevant than you usually are.
Yeah, because the news for me is usually at lordsofpain.net, which is wrestling news.
True.
Fuck do I know about Barry Obama? That's Zach's joke. I stole that one, too.
Oh, political humor is not our strong suit.
No, it's really... But because who really gives a fuck about politics?
Well, I keep track of local politics, but that's only because I vote.
Fuck off. Who cares?
Welshman.
I remember one time one of the guys running for the local party signed up at the Boathouse on a Tuesday. He signed up for one of the open mic spots.
Really?
And tried to give a political speech.
No.
Yeah, yeah. I can't remember what his name was. He was running for the Green Party, I think.
Yeah. Well, I guess if you're running for the Green Party and you want to pitch yourself, the Boathouse is a good place to find people that would be supportive for you.
But not on a Tuesday. You don't interrupt the jam.
No. Patty don't take that shit.
Oh, this was years ago when before it was even Dave Kay.
Really?
And that's how long I've been going to the Boathouse.
You know, yeah. Long, long ago.
And no. He didn't go over well. The room basically cleared. I was like, you know, what did you expect? Hi, folks. I'm here today to talk to you about Fuck Off.
Yep. Play Freebird.
That's right. For those of you out there who want to yell play Freebird at a fucking open jam to an artist, it's not funny. Okay? You and your friends might think it's funny, but I assure you, it is not funny when you yell play Freebird or play fucking Sweet Home Alabama. Shut the fuck up. Any other questions? That being said,
what do you wish people would request more at your shows? Something you don't normally play, but you know that you would if someone shouted out. Like,
I wish people would request another drink and keep their thoughts to themselves.
Ouch.
I don't fucking want to hear it. Hey, do you know what? Shut the fuck up. Or people that don't take a hit and walk right up to you while you're while you're playing and they stand directly next to you like, hey, you know any
CCR?
Yeah. And I'll be like, no. And they'll be like, what do you mean you don't know CCR, man? What the fuck? I'm like, I didn't say I was taking requests, by the way. They don't take well to that shit.
Yeah, we've actually got a plan with the biggest to actually have the biggest, pickest, requestest, listest. And that's good enough. It's covered. If anybody wants a request, write it down. Maybe we know it, maybe we don't. Either way, you got your input in, and you didn't interrupt the show.
Say that again. The biggest, pickest?
Requestest, listest.
What are you, Snoop Dogg?
I'm just trying to keep the pattern going.
That's fair. You know, you should make the sign-up list on a piece of paper shaped like a cock and balls.
I could do that.
And just get to the point.
Just get right to it.
Right.
Yeah. You know, you forget the suggestiveness of it all and the humor and the intelligence behind, not much intelligence, but the whatever is behind it.
Behind somebody else's joke. Yeah. Yeah. You do it in black construction paper, and then about an inch smaller, you do it in pink construction paper, and then you have people sign on the actual shaft.
Yeah.
And on the bottom, you write the date. And then at the end of every night, you give it away as a prize.
You, sir, have just given me a brilliant idea. Thank you.
But you can have the idea, but if it's not a cock and balls, I'll see you in court.
Done and done.
Because this podcast is a legal representation that I fucking had it first.
Yeah.
So if it's a cock and balls, you can have it.
Okay. What if we trade it up every now and then and go to a vagine?
No. Nobody likes the vagina. It's not a funny thing to look at.
Nobody likes the vagina.
It's not a nice thing to look at a bar. Just out, you know? At least put decorative panties on it or something.
Oh, don't worry. We'd find some way of making it interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
A little landing strip or something.
Oh, see now? No.
It's then you got to actually make an abdomen, right?
Yeah, but it's not funny. It's just dirty. A cock and balls is just funny.
True.
Just they'll see it and go, huh?
That's a dick.
Yeah, it's a dick. You know, maybe some weeks you can make it extremely big, like bigger than others, tape like two or three pieces together. You know, if the jam is busy enough, yeah. You just keep adding extra sheets of pink.
Yeah, just keep the shaft is going to keep on growing, right, folks, as we get more and more excited.
Right, so if you have a really, really busy night, you'll have a massive penis to show for it. You'll take a picture with everybody holding onto the cock with their name on it.
Yeah.
And then you'll do some kind of a crazy prize and you'll give the cock away.
Yeah. Literally. Get a dance off going.
Yeah, instead of just offering your actual dick to somebody, anybody, because that's not how you roll anymore, we have to replace that void in the vagina of the universe with a paper cock, because, of course, Tim is now spoken for.
It's true.
With a lucky and a nice young lady.
I know. I don't know how the hell that happened.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting it, not going to lie.
Me neither.
You were saying it's getting kind of serious. I was like, I can't wait to meet this fucking dirtbag.
Ah.
And then I meet her, and she's not at all a dirtbag.
No. Yeah, she's a good girl.
Quite a lovely lady.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah. She's also requested that I never speak anything close to what I normally talk about her on this podcast.
That's fair. I can respect that because she's respectable.
Yeah, I think the words were straight out of her mouth. Tim, if you say anything about our sex life, I will fucking kill you.
That's great.
And she deadpanned it to me, right? And there was not a shadow of doubt behind those words that I would just, she would put the fish paste that I give to my cat to deal with his hairballs on my eyes. This is an ongoing threat. And the cat would eat my face as I sleep if I did talk about anything.
So we probably shouldn't tell them about that thing you did to her at the mall.
No, better off leaving that off.
Okay. What about the time that, okay, I think I'll get the, no, what about the, can we talk about how she lets you do the gypsy cabbage? Or would that be off?
That would be going too far. Okay. Telling everybody that she let me do the gypsy cabbage,
yeah,
that's crossed the line.
Okay, fine. I just wanted to know where the line was, and now we'll move on.
And for the record, honey, we did not just say that you let me do that.
And for the record, Weller, it's true. I found the guy who did it. But it's not this Tim. It's another Tim we know.
It's true. He's almost as dirty.
You know, she's pretty cool for letting you do that to her.
She's pretty cool for just being around me. Oh, yeah. That's actually what I can't figure out.
Yeah, it's
she's got a good job. She's normal.
Stranger things have happened, I suppose.
I know. But hey, sometimes we get lucky.
Indeed. I just want to know who she fucked in the last life to end up with you in this one.
Could have been Hitler.
Oh, see, I didn't mean that, but that was kind of funny. I was a little bit funny.
It's all right.
Oh, fuck you.
Yep, so that's the ongoing news for the Dirty Dutchman. Still dirty in the mind, but not necessarily in the action.
I don't know. I think you might still be a little bit dirty.
I might be. I'm still allowed to flirt. That's the best part. She says, Tim, for the longest time, we weren't official, like on the internet, because...
on the internet? Yeah. This is Tim, the guy who says things like epic also. Anyway, please continue.
Yeah, no. So there's an understanding that at a show or when I'm out and about, I flirt. It's my nature. I flirt for the sake of socializing. Everybody likes to be flirted with. Everybody likes to have the appreciation of their goodwill and their good visage. So I'm allowed to flirt at a show. I can chat up the bartenders and the waitresses as much as I want. Mm. The moment the cock comes out, boom, headshot.
Okay, that's funny. You know why she does this? Because she knows there's no other woman around that would be willing to fuck you.
Nah.
That isn't bullet belt. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. No.
I'm actually not.
We were out on Saturday night for a friend's birthday.
Is that when you sent me the picture of you and a dude in a kilt?
Yeah, yeah. The birthday boy is Scottish. Yeah. The birthday boy is Scottish. So aside from all the sheep fucker jokes that were going on, he was wearing his kilt and he was wearing it properly, ladies and gentlemen. There was no gitch. There was a whole lot of him showing his cock and balls off to the boys from work that showed up.
That makes it worse because you sent me a photograph of him straddling you.
I know, but I was also in a kilt at that point too. And I didn't show up in a kilt. I showed up dressed normally and the waitress, nice girl, saw the wife of the birthday boy just dump a pitcher of beer all over my lap. Just like the entire thing is whoosh, epic beer fail.
Do you hear what he just said?
That's right. Everybody has to drink. I'm just soaked from the waist down.
Uh-huh.
And she's coming over. She's like throwing paper towels at me. And she's like, you know what? I've got another kilt out in my car.
I bet you do.
Yeah. So it took me less than an hour to get into the waitress's kilt.
How'd that get there?
I don't know. I'm not saying anything.
So
this is a photo that I took shortly thereafterward of me wearing the server's kilt.
Oh, man.
With the birthday boy.
I saw this
Johnny
photo.
Danger's in his kilt.
And I saw this picture, ladies and gentlemen. It was fucking classic, priceless, both in the contents of said picture and in the fact that Tim Van Boss was dumb enough to send it to me. It was fucking priceless. It was amazing. I was already thinking of the ways I planned to use it against you.
I know.
For example, it would be the cover of this podcast. So it would be the cover on everybody's iTunes just for this episode would be you and another dude in a kilt.
Yeah.
Until that moment of epic fail when I cleared my message inbox without really thinking about it. Do you sure you want to erase all messages? Yes. Gone. And I was like, no,
I knew that had to be the reason why.
Oh, like Darth Vader in Star Wars 3. I said, no, I was fucking. So then I just tried to straight up write him back. And I was like, yo, send me that picture again.
And by that point, I was too drunk and I wasn't having it.
But you must have realized, how long did it take you to realize after you sent it that you were like, fuck.
Well, I think Sabrina called me out on it about 5 minutes later. She's like, you know, that's going to hurt you later. Like, you know what? You might be right.
I failed.
And then you dropped the ball and completely got rid of it.
I did. Oh, folks, it was going to be great. God. And now we know he wasn't wearing gitch either. He wasn't wearing any undies. So
no, man, he even shaved that night.
Oh, man, horrible. And I fucking deleted that. I have failed the listeners.
You did.
I failed them. I failed them big time.
Like, I'm disappointed in you. And I kind of pieced it together that was happening as it was happening.
You should have just sent me the photo again.
Yeah, no. I'll make that mistake once. If you drop the ball, the universe has decided that it's not the time for that to be in public.
It's for their sake, Tim. You should send it to me again for them. What if I get... Do you still have the picture? Be honest.
It might be on my phone still.
Okay. Okay, listen, here's what we're going to do. If we get enough listeners email us, you have to release that photo.
Okay, what's the threshold? What are we aiming for?
Well, let's be realistic and say like two.
If two people email in requesting Van Boss in a kilt,
yeah,
I'll give you the photo.
You didn't fight that at all. I'll get two right now. You should be like, no, no, no. It's got to be. This was a
thing
negotiation.
Thing is, no. I want to know from these people that are emailing in what circumstances would have to have them in a kilt.
No.
I want a little interactiveness on
vetoed.
This. Vetoed.
Vetoed. I just want, no.
No?
No.
You just want some short dick man is what you want.
No, because if it's two, I can guarantee you right now we got JJ from Marzney's podcast and Joe Gross, father of Jocelyn, the first legend baby. I guarantee you there are two emails there right there.
All right. Am I allowed to just up the ante now or is the agreement out there? Is it a contract? Is this a done sale?
I don't know. Let's see what you got.
I was going to say, if two you think is too easy and of the 2,000 listeners we get approximately a week, 1% is too much.
let's go.
You want to
don't do math jokes. Let's say five. Let's be realistic and
all right. I can rock five. Five seems just challenging enough for all the lazy people that listen to this show.
Okay, five.
Five people.
And we're not asking for even money. We're not at, just send five emails saying, and I want the subject line to be, I want to see the Dirty Dutchman in a kilt.
Something to that effect.
Dutchman in a kilt.
Dutchman in a kilt. Van Boss in a kilt.
Right. Yes. Yeah, that's what's going to, yeah. Five. Yeah. I want five emails that state you want to see this man in a kilt, and I'll make it the podcast logo, and I'll put it on the website for that episode.
Done and done. I'm solid with that.
That's hilarious. You are a pushover.
Whatever. I had a good time. You know what? Wearing a kilt is surprisingly freeing. Felt good. And it's not the first time I've worn a kilt either, but that's a story for another night.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah, I should.
If I had a picture of me in a kilt, it would have to be 25 emails donating $10 each.
But this is your podcast. You get to set those rules. Apparently, I don't.
I just thought you'd fight me on it, but you didn't. You didn't stand up for yourself. You just said, okay, two. Okay. Oh. I'm really anxious to actually show this picture anyway, so two's fine.
Dude, I've got great looking legs. I don't mind at all.
Is the picture on Facebook, though?
Not yet.
Okay. Don't put it on Facebook until we get it.
Because that makes it, you know, that spoils the fun.
That makes this whole thing a moo point.
Mm-hmm. You know, say moo or moot? Because, you know, the guy that was having his birthday, he's a sheep fucker, not a cow fucker.
Okay, but I was saying moo point, like a cow's opinion.
Okay, moot as in irrelevant?
Right, I was trying to make a joke. You killed it. You trampled it to death.
Enunciate.
You fuck yourself. I meant to say moo.
Okay.
And I was going to make a cow joke, but now I'm not going to.
Okay.
So there you go with that.
That's okay. It's only the first joke we've killed so far.
No, it's not.
That's the point.
They're all dead.
Every one of them.
Every one of them.
So what's new in your world, man? This is the first podcast of the new year.
It is.
You survived the Easter.
Second
podcast that's been released in the new year.
That's correct.
This is the first podcast recorded in the new year of 2011.
Correct. Well,
we recorded the Christmas one, and we recorded the one that was before the Christmas one, but came out after the Christmas one, obviously before Christmas.
You're showing you're ruining the fantasy of this podcast.
In the episode 36, we talk at length about we might not do a Christmas episode, and it was released a week after Christmas.
I know that, but you don't have to point it out to them that we know that they know, because for longevity's sake, I could go back and change the order that they appear in on the website and in history's sake, and then nobody will notice. But now you're saying, oh, don't forget that in scene 3, you can see that there's cum on the Reverend Davies' chin.
That's an important thing to note.
I'm just saying. Like the rumor that you can see a hung midget in Wizard of Oz. Have you ever heard that rumor?
No, I haven't.
Yeah.
Now I need to go get Wizard of Oz on Blu-ray. Thanks.
Yeah, no, it's not there.
No?
It's not there. But there was always a long-running rumor. I thought it was that one of the people who played the Munchkins.
Mm-hmm.
Hung himself represent on the set. The Lollipop Guild. He hung himself on the set of Wizard of Oz.
Ooh.
And they didn't see his body for whatever reason, however these conspiracy theories work. And the rumor was that a shot in the background showed him actually hanging in a tree. But with these days of HD transfers and all that, somebody would have found that by now, clearly.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm pretty sure I saw a website stating that it had been debunked.
Debunked?
Debunktified.
Well, there you go. Mythbusters must have gotten hold of that.
Mythbusters? You should enunciate. Oh, that's called 1-1, you bastard.
Fair enough.
Yes. I do have an interesting story to tell.
Yep.
It involved the two of us going on a Sunday. Was it a Sunday?
I think it was a Saturday. I usually have Sunday set. I got to work.
On a wonderful Saturday afternoon, the Dirty Dutchman and myself traveled to Wabanaki Drive. I only say the street because it's fun to say. Wabanaki Drive. And why would we go to Wabanaki Drive on a Saturday afternoon, Tim Van Boss, you dirty Dutch fuck?
Usually means there's a doings a transpiring.
What are you a fuck? It usually means there's doings a transpiring.
That's what I was going for.
What were we really doing, though?
We were at a rather energetic wrestling match.
That's right. Professional wrestling, of course, something that I'm a big fan of. Next door to karaoke with old people singing Prince songs.
Mm-hmm.
This was the setting for wrestling on this afternoon. So we show in. I think it's Mr. Van Voss's second time, maybe third.
Yeah, something like that.
Somebody who judges professional wrestling, wrestlers, and its fans. That's you.
I judge them not harshly, but
you look down upon them sometimes.
Acutely, yes.
Perhaps previously you looked down upon them.
I have rediscovered the joy and silliness that is professional wrestling.
Right. So I really want Van Boss to be impressed on this Saturday afternoon with the wrestling. So we walk in and we walk right into Mike, a.k.a. Vince McMahon.
Mm-hmm.
The man in charge, so to speak, who I've become good friends with recently.
Nice guy.
Over the last little while, because as listeners know, I've forced myself into the game, essentially, because I just want to help out. I want them to have a fun product, and I think I got something to offer. So I've been forcing myself onto the team for months now. So I've done everything from, you know, music to what we're about to discuss. So we show up. Vince, Mike meets us at the door and says, "Hey, can you ring announce?"
Ooh.
And I'm like, oh, shit. He's like, there's no mic or anything, but can you ring announce? And I'm like, oh, shit. Sure. Because, you know, what am I going to say? No?
Yeah, so I'm like, sure. That down.
But there's no microphone, and they want me to ring announce. So immediately I'm like, okay, well, I need the information on paper, and I have to break my afternoon date with Van Boss, and I'm like, go find a seat. I'm going to be busy now. Which sucks, but it was still an entertaining afternoon.
It was.
So apparently you got some grief at the door, because yeah. I was like, tell them you're with me, you'll be fine.
I didn't want to pay cover.
It's true. You, yeah.
I'm Dutch. I don't like spending.
Yeah, rip off a team of 25 people. You shouldn't have to pay your $5. Good for you, Tim.
Well, I'm with the man of the hour.
It's true. I'm just busting your balls. It's not $5 either.
Yeah.
So.
No, but anyway. So yeah, I come in. You told me I didn't have to pay cover. Just say that I was with you, and I did. And the door guy gave me the worst case of stink eye I've seen in months.
So he's like, "I'm with Matt." He's like, "So,
and what do you want?" I was almost saying, I was waiting for a Davies quote to come out of his mouth. What, you want a fucking cookie?
So he never asked you for money either?
No, he just kind of like, all right, in you go.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah.
See, at least he let you in.
Yeah.
I didn't say he'd be nice to you.
No, that's true.
That was Brandon Flip, a PWA star.
Pretty
PWA
kick ass.
Wrestler. Because it's the kind of thing, it's almost like a family, because you got to do a little bit of everything.
Yep. Everybody does a little bit of something.
Yeah, exactly. So I go to the back, and a wrestler, one of the wrestling guys, has scrawled out all the names for me of all the matches and the order that they're coming out, where they're from. Problem is, he's done it in like a Sharpie, like the black marker.
Okay.
But he's kind of scribbled in the Sharpie. You know how it gets hard to read because there's marker everywhere?
Mm-hmm.
So I can't read this fucker's writing.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is terrible. So I have to walk up to Mike, who's already, okay, we have to start now. Let's fucking move, because we're already running late.
Yeah.
So as we're walking, I'm like, well, I have to tell him I can't read it. So I'm like, I can't read this. And he's like, looks at it, and he's like, hey, who fucking wrote this? Like, so then he goes down and he writes it. He writes it out neater for me, and he's like, come back next and we'll do it again.
Yeah.
So I walk into the room, and there's, you know, it's an okay size room. There's a fair amount of people there.
It was busy. It was there was a lot of really hyped up little kids. That was fun.
Definitely.
They were screaming.
Yeah, so the crowd is anxious. There's music playing. I walk towards the ring. And I'm looking at this ring, which is oversized to the usual ring that they have at PWA. By the way, PWACanada.com for all the information. But anyway, so I'm walking towards this bigger ring, and I realize I've never gotten into a fucking ring before. There's one time in the summer where I sprawled into the ring on a drunken afternoon after watching wrestling all afternoon, but I've never actually
had to step in properly.
Graciously.
Yeah.
Like I'm supposed to be there, stepped into a ring. So I'm immediately shitting my pants, and I'm like, I'm going to fall over when I try to get into this ring. And I'm the kind of guy in the audience that if the ring announcer fell,
oh,
he's going to get it. I'm going to rip him. I'm going to laugh at him. And you would have laughed at me.
Yeah, I was ready the entire time.
Did I look nervous when I was walking towards it?
The first couple matches.
Yeah.
The first couple matches, you looked completely out of your element, man. And it's a rare thing, because normally you are the man of confidence, the man of the hour, walking right in like you own the fucking joint.
And it was only because I didn't know how to get in and out of the ring.
Yeah.
It wasn't about having to talk in front of people. It wasn't about having to be around wrestlers who were using tacks to hurt each other.
Yeah,
we'll come back to that.
Fucked up.
It was about the fact that I wasn't comfortable literally in my element. Like, the floor was shaky. The ropes are tighter than I was expecting. The thing is higher than I was expecting. And when one of the wrestlers jumps into the ring and does his whole pounding on his chest, the whole fucking ring shakes. Mm-hmm. So at least two different times I was like, I'm going to fall over.
Yep.
And people would have laughed at me.
Yeah. And I think when you finally got your grip on the floor and the corner, like in the turnbuckle, yeah, where you could lean without being shook up too much,
then I got
that's when you got, that's when you were Cool Man Luke over here.
That's what I thought. There are pictures on my Facebook where I've got my arms on the ropes. And that's literally when I started to relax, because I was like, oh, I can't just stand like this because I'm going to fall over. So I'm just going to chill.
Yeah.
Because I'm also in a fucking hoodie and jeans.
Yeah. You weren't dressed like.
No.
Yeah.
No. If he would have told me in advance, I would have worn a fucking suit, because that's what a ring announcer is supposed to wear.
Big bangly watch.
Right. And I would have brought my own goddamn microphone. And I would have practiced getting in the ring.
It's true.
Before the first match was ready to start.
Yeah. You would have gone in and out a couple times.
I would have figured out my shit. So next time. January 30th in Cambridge, I'm going to knock it out the park.
Sweet.
Because I'm ready now. I'm going to have my suit. I'm going to have my hair slicked. I'm going to bring my own entrance theme. So check it out at pwacanada.com if you're listening to this episode in time, because there's live wrestling in Cambridge at the Legion. It's going to be a fantastic day, and you'll get to see me as the ring announcer.
A slightly different persona than Matt motherfucking Lee's.
That's right. But it's going to be fun still. I almost lit up that one gentleman in the crowd at one point.
Which one?
You remember which one.
I got an idea, but you got to explain it to the folks. I mean,
I'm going to be very polite about it, because, you know, there is a trail in which he could hear this and then.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. If he's a big enough fan of the organization, right, he could listen to this and.
Right. And then get offended.
I'm going to punch that guy.
Right. Which would be hilarious, because I assure you all the wrestlers would be on my side. But I'm just. So, yeah, for that sake, let's just call this guy Captain Douchebag.
So the Captain Douchebag
is sitting in the front row with actually. It's funny, because one of the guys he was sitting with, actually the two guys he was sitting with were twin brothers, one of which is a PWA wrestler.
Really?
Yeah, so maybe we should watch your mouth a little bit.
Okay.
But anyway.
With all due respect, here's
dude,
what happened.
Right, dude, if you're listening, dude, you know you're being a douchebag. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
And in that respect, we're douchebags too.
All
sometimes
the time.
I like douchebags. You? Not so much. But anyway, it turned out this guy thought he was the funniest motherfucker in history. He would say some stupid shit. You know, in professional wrestling, there are certain things that it's hard for them to not to lift the curtain, so to speak,
yeah,
with certain things. Because certain things work certain ways. And let's not say the actual words, because, you know, nobody wants anybody to say professional wrestling's a work.
But
sometimes things stick out. Kind of like Santa Claus. There are portions of the story that don't make sense.
It's true.
So this guy would decide to yell things out about them when they were happening.
Mm-hmm.
And then the first thing he would do after making a joke would he would look to the guys to his left, look to the guys to his right to see who was laughing at him.
Yeah, checking on the response immediately.
Immediately. And most of the time, he wasn't even that funny.
No.
I think I stuttered over my words once and he yelled at me. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Because I think, I don't remember what it was. Maybe I said something like, it was like one of those slips, like I said Ohio instead of Idaho or something like that. And then I corrected myself and he said, oh, where is he from? Oh, listen.
What a cunt.
What a cunt. What a cunt. So we had this full, I was pumped though. Like my legs were shaking when I got in there at first and I was, but I was having the time of my life because I was this is awesome.
Yeah. And all I could do was sit in my spot off to the back, just chilling, enjoying the scene, watching the Birdman make his terrible jokes.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's not me, by the way. That's douchebag in the front row.
Yeah. Douchebag McFucks-a-lot over there.
Yeah. No, not McFucks-a-lot.
McFucks-a-goat.
McFuck's a goat, yeah. It was, but I was having a great time. I love being a part of wrestling. I know that 99% of our listeners will be like, gay.
Really? Yeah.
But I'm telling you, folks, these guys work hard just like anybody else.
Yep, and they throw themselves into the most retarded shit possible.
Yeah.
Especially at like the indie scene levels, I guess is what you could call this, right?
Right.
Nobody's making any real money off this, so they're doing whatever they can to please the fans.
Yeah, so that brings us to a man I'm gradually getting to know a little better. I paused before I say friend because I'm still a little scared of him.
A colleague,
a little
acquaintance.
Creeped out by him. His name is Jeff Black, the hardcore hick.
Yep.
You saw him in a match.
Yeah, I did.
And he was wrestling. He's a very nice guy, by the way.
Yeah.
But, you know, a guy like that and a guy like me, there's going to be a level of respect.
Yep.
And by that, I mean, I'm going to be nice to him.
Yeah, you'd be terrified. That's what it is.
Exactly. Because if he wanted to, he could throw me into a ladder and then pour a bag of tacks on me.
Yep.
Right? Just like Warhead did to him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and these two guys are both local. They work their asses off. And this match was insane. Mm-hmm. We had to take a 10-minute intermission so that we could get a broom and brush all the tacks out of the ring.
There was a lot of fucking metal on that fucking ring, man.
Right. So, I mean, after each match, I would announce the winner, and then I would jump into the ring and announce the next match. This time, when this match was over, after these guys did, they were beating each other with ladders.
Yep.
He brought out at the beginning, the wrestler, I'm in the ring now still, and I've just leaned over to the referee and I've said, how did he get out of the ring, man?
Yeah.
And he just kind of laughed at me, and I was like, no, for real, dude.
Yeah,
like,
I need to get out of this
right.
shit.
So then Warhead's coming down to the ring, and he's got a fucking gas can in his hand.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, shit. Because I've seen some shit. I've seen some shit, and I've seen Warhead do some shit. So I was like, oh, fuck. Is this why the announcer didn't show up?
Yeah.
Are they going to set me on fire? Oh, God, Tim can't do karate on 20 people. I'm fucked. So I'm immediately terrified. I'm a little bit better in the fact that I know Warhead. And yeah. I don't think he would set me on fire.
At least not without telling you first. Like, hey, man, I'm going to light your pants on fire.
Yeah, because I think he knows I'm just a mark. He knows I'm not a... I think he must know that I'm half retarded and a huge pussy.
Yeah.
So I don't...
At least a huge pussy. He knows that.
I don't think he would want to set me on fire. But then, referee picks up this thing that he lays in the corner, smells it, and immediately does the...
Yeah.
This stinks.
Yeah. So that just...
So he leans it over to me, and he's like, smell this. And I smell it, and I smell something gross. So I immediately... Ugh.
Yeah.
What happened later in the match to that gasoline, Tim?
That gasoline... got poured all over a guy on the fucking mat.
Yeah.
But it wasn't gasoline.
No, it was a fucking canister full of tacks.
Like brass tacks.
Brass tacks.
Like the shit that you put in your fucking corkboard to put up notes.
Right. So he pours them into his own mouth. This is Warhead. Spits them onto his opponent, Jeff Black, and then throws them all over him.
Like, we're not talking a small jerry can, guys, you use to fill up your push mower. Like, this is a full, you know, a good 2 gallon gas can full of fucking tacks. Mm-hmm. Like, there was some heft to this stuff.
Wow. And this was after one of them had gone through a table in the corner.
Yep.
Yeah. They propped the table up, and it was just, this match was fucking insanity. And of course, poor Jeff Black gets slammed onto the tacks. They both take tack hits. They've got them in their back. You can see the blood coming out as they're picking the tacks out of their backs.
Up and down their neck, along their face, and their jawline.
And what's Matt Lee's the princess thinking as I'm standing beside the ring?
You're trying not to shit your pants.
No, I'm like, I got to get in the ring after there, man. What the hell are these guys doing? I got to go in there after. This is fucking outrageous. Not a thought for the two dudes that are going through it all. Immediately, my first thought is, I got to walk in there after this. What the fuck?
You're such a fucking princess.
So did I? Did I get in the ring after? No, I didn't.
No. You said, hey, guys.
Hey, they're going to clean that shit up while we take intermission.
Yeah.
So that's what happened with that.
Yeah. And you shouted from stage north, too. Everybody else, there was nobody sitting around you when you shouted.
That's
so
true.
You couldn't have been further from the fucking audience.
Yeah. I wasn't getting near that ring, man. There was tacks and shit everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, and which match was it that... the one wrestler, they were throwing each other into the crowd. And I had one guy that, like, crawling across my lap and shit. My hands are up in the air like, I'm not getting fucking involved.
Yeah, I believe that was the Super Kamikaze. Was it Homeboy in the Mask for the title?
It was the retardedly big one that you said you were afraid might stab you.
Oh, the one who pushed me out of the ring?
Yeah.
Yeah. Whoa, he's a big boy. Khartoum is his name.
Khartoum.
From the Sudan.
Sudan.
And when you're that big and that tough, you immediately get into a championship game in this kind of game.
Yeah.
So he was taking on the champion Super Kamikaze. It was a crazy match.
Mm-hmm.
These guys, this was also the same match where Khartoum from inside the ring literally threw Kamikaze at Van Boss.
Yeah.
Problem was, sitting in front of Van Boss was probably a 9-year-old boy.
Yeah, and what I can only assume was the kid's dad and uncle.
Right.
And as soon as the guy Superman towards the kid, like full on, almost going to collide.
Yeah.
from what I saw, he might have landed just in front. He might have landed just on. But all three of us immediately braced for the kid.
Right. Because we all... And I was standing over you guys almost. And the amazing thing was that Super Kamikaze, although he was literally falling to his death,
yeah,
got his hand up, pushed his hand on the bottom of this kid's chair, and slid him out of the way before he landed.
Yeah.
It was fucking incredible.
That was... like I wish I could have had a better angle on that.
Yeah, because if he was... The fact that he was quick enough to like... push the kid, sacrificing himself, because that is the hand he could have used to break his fall.
Yeah.
Instead, he used it to push this little... Right. He pushed this little kid out of the way, and then they immediately start crawling over each other and over Van Boss, to which I scream out, look out for my action figure!
And I totally had to save it.
Yeah, you totally had to save it.
Yeah. Yeah, the Sheik is right over there, too, isn't he?
That's right. The Sheik is right there.
What can you tell us a little bit about the Iron Sheik that you've got on the table there?
Yeah, yeah. That's from the WWE Legends series. Mm-hmm. Series 2. It's an Iron Sheik action figure, but the beauty of it is it's autographed.
Oh, shit.
Yes, because this was on Saturday afternoon at the wrestling.
Yep.
They have some guy, a guy comes out, and he has hard-to-find collectibles,
mm-hmm.
hard-to-find wrestling toys.
All the niche products.
Right. A selection almost as good as Planet Leisure, 370 Highland Road.
Not too shabby for a man on the road.
Right. This is just a dude who has a bunch of wrestling figures.
Yep.
So he has an autographed Iron Sheik for $25.
Sold!
I ended up getting it for $24.
Man in the hat.
Best part is, I know I didn't haggle him down by a dollar. He didn't have change, so I gave him what I had. Best part is, they're $19.99 at Walmart.
That's a fucking deal and
so
a half.
So I paid, I think I still got it for the same price, only it has an autograph on it.
Yeah. Yeah, taxes in at Walmart would have cost you the same as what you paid that guy.
With an autograph.
Done deal.
Of the fucking legend himself, the Iron Sheik. And it's a pretty little action figure.
It is. It's good looking. Looks at home with the rest of them.
That's true.
God with, damn, you got a lot of random shit in here.
With my Ultimate Warrior.
Yep. We next got the Big Show and Gold Dust.
Triple H. Shawn Michaels.
Mm-hmm.
The current WWE champion, The Miz.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't need our help. They don't need our plugging.
They're busy.
Even they've if got... they are fantastically beautiful action figures.
It's true. But I back mean, to this wrestling match out in the KW.
KW. It was a great... The title match was awesome. Super Kamikaze, champion, fighting from Mexico City. Hurt his neck pretty bad. Big guy. The big guy threw him around a lot.
Yeah.
So his neck's hurting him. But he's got two big... There's two big events coming up, so he doesn't have time to heal, which is the problem.
Well, we wish him the best of luck.
That's right. Super Kamikaze is a fan favorite. That's for sure. And he'll be there January 30th.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody listening right now is interested.
You should come out. It's a hell of a day.
And you get to see me as the ring announcer.
What a better thing could you ask?
Maybe for? I'll trip on the way into the ring and you can all make fun of me.
Like that guy.
Yeah. You were thinking about hitting that douchebag in the front row, though.
Yeah.
Because at first, I just pointed him out. Because sometimes, folks, I'll just point people out that annoy me and be like, what about him? Could you kick his ass?
It's a game you really like to play.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
the best part is your answer is usually yes. I'm like, could you kick that guy's ass? Yeah. Probably. Cool. If you started, I'm not going to back you up, though. I'm like, I didn't say I was going to start anything. I just wanted to know if you could kick that guy's ass. You're very clear in the fact that if I start it, you're going to let me get whooped.
Yeah, because then you have to learn a lesson. Unless you start it for a really good reason. Like, let's say you start it defending a woman's honor, and technically you throw the first punch. Then okay. I'll back you up.
Right. But if I say, hey, man, you're a fucking ugly son of a bitch, yeah. And he decides to beat me up.
Yeah, you're on your own, man. You're getting your beaten.
What if there's two of them?
I'll keep one away.
Okay, so if two guys are feeding me shots to the head, you'll get one of them off me?
I'll take the one that's looking like they're going to do the most damage to you, and I'll get him off your case.
Okay, what if it's not the one who started it, though?
We really need to break down this. We're going to get into the tactics of how I'm going to defend you.
No, it's fine. Let's move on. But anyway,
long story short, you know I've got your back 99% of the time.
I don't know. I think there's more chance that I would start it. For saying something stupid, not because I'm an aggressive person.
Well, you might instigate it with your words, but I'm talking about the first fist thrown.
Oh, I'll never be the guy to throw the first punch.
I don't know. I've seen you belligerent drunk before.
No, you haven't.
I've seen
I don't drink. I'm a reverend, sir. I'm offended by that.
The holy man's playing coy. Yeah. All right.
Wow. The worst part is we've gotten 40 minutes in with no mention of where Reverend Davies is.
It's true.
We totally forgot all about him.
Well, he's not here because you didn't hear him for the last 45 minutes. True. If you've missed him, you might want to see a doctor. There's probably something wrong with you.
Yeah, but tune back next week when he will be here.
Very likely.
Yeah. So what do we talked about wrestling.
We talked about wrestling.
I'm sure
we talked
people
about
hate me.
We talked about the new lady in my life.
That's right.
We talked about surviving the holidays briefly.
No, we didn't. Did we?
Well, we mentioned the fact that it's the new year. That's close enough.
That's fair. We talked about toys.
Talked about toys. Talked about Planet Leisure. Talked about the Iron Sheik.
Iron Sheik is a god.
It's true.
He's a crazy old son of a bitch.
Did you see him on Kenny versus Spenny? That guy's a crazy racist motherfucker.
Yeah, he really is.
Yeah.
He's
and a huge homophobe.
He's nuts, is basically what it is.
Yeah.
He is absolutely batshit fucking crazy. Which is why I had to get the autographed toy because,
oh yeah,
God forbid, this guy could be dead soon, man.
Yep.
Because somebody could shoot him.
Yep. He could be mouthing somebody off at a club and the bouncer's going to crack his skull against the pavement. Who knows what's going to happen?
Yeah, Eminem learned that lesson. Oh. Because his friend got shot in a club.
Yeah, yeah.
Ouch. That was terrible.
Mm-hmm. You see, I thought you were going to go for the Jaco Pastorius reference from the jazz scene back in the 70s. Jazz bassist got beat the fuck to death in L.A.
How would I know that story, you weird motherfucker?
You're a blues musician. I thought you'd be more involved in this. Weather Report, great band.
Well,
everybody
what I thought you were going to refer to was that one fucking situation that happened in 1970. Shut. Really?
Yeah.
You thought that's what I was going to go for?
Well, I wish you were going for it because he's one of my heroes. Same way The Miz is one of yours.
No, The Miz is not one of my heroes.
I don't know, man. You cheered pretty loud for him at that last wrestling event downtown.
What?
You got pretty gay for The Miz.
Yes, but tell the listeners why. Tell the listeners the rule that we set at the beginning of the evening, which led to me screaming so loudly for The Miz. Please explain yourself.
Okay, so we were at one of our favorite local watering holes downtown watching the wrestling because paying for it on pay-per-view is a chumps game. And
yeah, and I used to do it, but I can't. I don't have. Yeah, fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Fine.
It's a chumps game for whatever reason.
Exactly.
So we're downtown. We're having some beers. We're enjoying the scene. We're enjoying the feedback of the crowd. And what's a better way to get the feedback from the crowd riled up more? When they cheer for guy A, who might be the hero, you cheer for guy B just as loud, even though there's only three of you to their 30.
That's right.
And we took care of business.
That was for 3 hours. We said, no matter what the crowd does, we do the opposite.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if we told the story about the Spanish guy that wanted to fight me after.
Oh, shit. So this episode's going long, folks.
No, it's not even. We're way under.
Sweet.
So, the whole night, whoever comes out, we automatically cheer for the other guy.
Yeah.
Which leads to some people in the back saying, shut up.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Like, they didn't like us. Oh, yeah. And then there was also another douchebag at the corner. Remember how funny that guy thought he was?
Yeah, yeah.
This other guy sitting at the... Anyway.
He looked kind of like the guy from the wrestling event over in...
You know, they're very similar.
Yeah, I don't think they're the same person, but they might be from the same genetic dysfunction.
Yeah, because they're both fucked. This guy also would just fucking...
Crack a joke, look around. Did anybody hear that?
Yeah, kept doing an impression of Dusty Rhodes.
Yeah, don't be doing that shit, folks.
Which was actually a pretty good impression.
True. And
so we're watching the wrestling... It's getting kind of heated. We get to the main event where John Cena is wrestling. And I fucking hate John Cena.
It's true.
I hate him. So what happens is the majority of the bar is screaming for John Cena, including our Spanish friend.
True.
Who's just like, hey, look at this guy, man. I love this guy. That's what he's saying.
It's true.
I love this guy, man. Look at this. John Cena. Yo, you can't see me. What's up? How racist is that accent?
Pretty. But it's accurate, though, because he not to say it, but he was pretty close to being a walking, talking stereotype.
He was a sitcom.
Yeah.
He was a drunken Cheech and Chong character.
Absolutely.
So we immediately, boo. And this guy, like a light switch, switches to, you fucking hate this guy, man. Fuck John Cena. Fuck this guy. He's a puto.
And then Brett, your buddy.
Yeah, I know. So this Spanish man is yelling at the TV screen that John Cena is a puto. And I bite it the first time because you're not sure whether you're not, you know, you feel like getting stabbed on a Sunday. So I didn't really want to say anything. So then our boy Brett Barnett is sitting next to me. Now, Brett Barnett will say whatever the fuck he wants at any time. So he like there. You know, you have your friends who you think will say anything just to get like shock value. No. Brett just says it because he just says it. He doesn't have an off switch, whether it's a chemical imbalance. Whether it's any kind of mental situation, Brett will say whatever the fuck he wants 100% of the time. It's part of his chime.
It's true.
It's part of his charm. So he starts screaming at the TV in a full, sold-out bar. Puto! Look at this guy! He's a puto! So I immediately lean over to Brett and I say, you can't say that word out loud.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to say that word. And he's like, puto, fuck this guy. And I'm like, Brett, it's like the N-word. You can't say it, but they can. And he was like, what? I'm like, it's like the N-word. You can't say it. And he's like, oh, you mean it's like nigger? And I was like, And so, Brett. So yeah. He stops yelling puto at the screen.
That guy is fucking priceless, by the way.
I love him. Luckily, the Spanish guy was too drunk to notice that our friend had just screamed puto.
Yeah, the ridiculous giant white guy in the crowd.
Right. So Cena starts coming out to the ring, and when his music first hits, Spanish guy goes, yeah, look at this. You can't see me. What's up? Loving him again. And again, yeah. I leave it alone, but I look over to my right. An annoying guy is sitting at the corner and he's kind of giving him a face too. And I'm like,
yeah, like hey,
all right, he's noticing this too. I know Van Boss notices it. So we wait. They get into the ring. The match starts and Cena does something and the guy goes crazy for him again. Yeah. Cena. Oh, it's when, because you know, Cena, like Hogan, has the same match every time he wrestles.
True.
He has like hit plot A, B, C, D, and finish. So he gets to a certain point where he does the you can't see me wave in front of his face. Spanish guy screams at the TV at the same time as the 25,000 people watching in the arena. You can't see me. And that's enough. I've had enough at this point. So yeah. I look over and I'm just like, hey, you were just booing him when we were booing him. And now you're cheering for him again. And he says, no, I wasn't. And he just looks at me and I'm like, yeah, you were. And everyone around us is laughing because they can all hear this crazy bastard.
Yeah.
So everyone's laughing, which is when now this guy probably feels like he's on the defensive.
Mm-hmm. They caught me. Oh, shit.
So then he kind of looks at me. He's like, I never said that, man. I never said that. And I kind of let it go because, again, yeah. I don't want to get stabbed.
No.
So I immediately asked Van Boss, could you take this guy? To which you're like, yeah, probably. So I know I get the green light to kind of dig at him a little more. Because if Van Boss is like, leave him alone, I'm not going to talk anymore.
Yeah.
But once Van Boss gives me the go-ahead that he could Karate Kid this guy, we wait for the match to end. And when Cena wins, this guy goes crazy again.
Like batshit. Yeah. Bouncing off the walls and ceiling, housing the bartending staff. Fucking loco.
Yeah. So I'm like, hey, man. And he looks over at me. And I'm like, see, look at you now. You're cheering for Cena. When we were booing him, you were booing him, and now you're cheering for him. He's like, no, I wasn't, man. I wouldn't do that shit. I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't cheer for Cena. He's a fag. He's a homo.
Yeah, I wouldn't cheer for Cena. Cena's a bitch. Cena's a puto. I wouldn't cheer for him.
Yeah.
To which I look down the bar, and annoying guy's like, yeah, you were. And you're like, yeah, you were. And he looks at the annoying guy as if he already knows him and goes, don't listen to that fucking guy. He's a fucking cocksucker. And I'm just like, whoa.
Made me laugh, though.
Yeah, it's true. And it was insanity. This guy, literally, there was two of him in there. In his little head.
Yeah, one loved Cena like he was going to gargle his balls.
And the other one hated me, apparently.
Well, that too.
Because when you yell out shit, listen, if you're in a bar and you're going to yell loud enough that everyone can hear you and you're going to be full of shit, I would hope that somebody would call it on you.
That's the fun. You get to be that guy.
Oh, I'm upset, in fact, that I had to be that. Nobody else there was like,
no, you need to be that guy.
Right.
Fucking punto needed to be that guy.
You can't call him that.
That's right. I can't. I can't. I should apologize, but I'm not going to.
If we're there again and he stabs us.
Well, we're going to be there for the next wrestling thing.
And don't say the date. He'll be listening. We're going to be there for... We're going to be
there on the 30th.
January 30th. Immediately after the PWA event. You need to come to PWA with us. Then you need to fuck off and disappear for a while.
Couple, 2-3 hours.
Yeah. And then you need to come down for 7:30 to Bobby O'Brien's on King Street for my birthday party.
That's right. Mr. Lee's is having his birthday.
Right. But unless you got something in the mail, you're not technically invited. So you should probably email me first.
Or at the very least, bring like a party hat and...
Yeah, you have to wear a party hat.
I have to wear a party hat.
That's right.
And is there another stipulation? Do they have
you have to... If you're not into wrestling, you have to keep it to yourself. Nobody wants to hear it.
Yeah, that's right. This isn't the party to show up and start... Yeah. You know it's fake, right? You know it's not real, right?
Don't be the guy
You know it's scripted, right?
Don't be the guy from Mallrats that's like, that Easter Bunny over there, that's just a guy in a suit. Don't be that guy, because you're not him. If you're him... If you're Ethan Supley and you want to show up and say that, you're very welcome. If you're not him, don't want to hear it. Don't want to hear it.
It's all in good fun, folks, and that's the important thing.
And for the record, when you watch fucking Die Hard, it's not technically real. Bruce Willis didn't technically fucking escape a building with a bomb with a bunch of hostages. Bruce Willis didn't technically do any of that shit. Okay, those guys are just actors too. Explosions weren't real. People didn't actually die. Does that mean that's fake? No, it means shut your fucking mouth. Sorry, I get a lot. And it's annoying.
Yeah, I can see that little vein on the side of your temple, dude. It's pulsating like a motherfucker. It's keeping 4-4 time right now.
You know it's fake, right? Shut the fuck up. Okay? So is your personality.
Oh, so is your wife's orgasms is what you should be saying.
Shabam! What if it's a girl, though?
So is your fucking orgasms.
Right so there. Are your orgasms because your limp dick husband can't fuck you right.
Sure, however you want to preface
That's
it.
That's awful.
Well, you know what? They're calling out wrestling, so you get to say whatever you want.
It's true. They need to come to PWA
and watch see these guys do it right.
Watch Super Kamikaze land face first on the floor.
Yeah. Or these guys pulling tacks out of their fucking teeth. Right.
Like Super Kamikaze 3 matches later when he landed on the ground, rolled over and pulled a tack out of his back.
Jesus.
You know it's not
Christ.
Real, right? Shut the fuck up. Whores. You're all whores. If you're the ones who said that, you're a whore.
Yeah. Even some of the ones that didn't say it are probably whores.
It's true. They listen to us. Of course they're whores.
Or at the very least, people with loose morals.
It's true. Oh, you know, we missed on the Christmas special. We missed a Christmas greeting from my father because of the time difference. It came late.
Okay.
I can't remember what it was. I'm gonna summarize it.
Sure.
And it was something along the lines of, congratulations to a fantastic podcast and my wonderful son. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was something more like, congratulations on being the number one podcast in the UK for adults with the mental age of 3.
That is fabulous.
Yeah, that's what he said.
I kind of want to meet your dad someday.
Yeah, he's like me, only older and angrier.
Wow.
With less morals.
Dude.
Maybe not less moral. Maybe morals is the wrong word. Less social barriers.
Less scruples.
Yeah, less like... I don't give
less
a...
worried about what people think of him.
Oh, way less. Yeah. Way less.
And you don't really give a fuck.
No,
dad's got to be priceless.
Right. Any chance he can get to take a dig at you, he'll take it.
Sweet.
Like he refers to Reverend Davies as a redneck.
Yep.
He's just like, he sounds like a redneck. Mm-hmm. Because Rev Davies is a little bit of a redneck.
He's always straight to the point. It's either fighting, drinking, or fucking.
Yeah, exactly. We love the Rev Davies.
It's true.
I've gotten listeners telling me he sounds a little grumpy lately.
He did say he wasn't feeling that well over the holidays.
It's true.
Month of December, he said he was kind of sick most of the time.
It's true. You know, Christmas is not it brings out the Grinch in him.
Yeah. Yeah, easily. He's not a fan of consumerism in its first place. We've heard that a million times.
Yeah, so the further we get away from the holidays,
the better he'll get back to form. Yeah.
And if he's listening, which he's not, which he never listens, he's probably like, what the fuck do they mean? What the fuck? Maybe we shouldn't discuss him if he's not here because he might punch us in the teeth.
But technically, it's never stopped you guys from discussing me when I'm not here.
Yeah, but...
So fair is fair.
Yeah, I guess, but there's more chance of him hitting me than you, I think. Or maybe his...
Actually, no, that's a tough call whether or not I would back you up on that fight.
Oh, come on. Rev Davies would beat me into a pulp.
I know. I'm just saying that one would really come down to the circumstances for whether or not I step in.
What? But he would beat me to a pulp, man. You'd have to get him off of me. You think I stand a chance?
I wouldn't let him kill you, like actually end your life, but... Oh, wow. That's a tough call.
I can't believe you'd be that willing to subject me to physical pain.
Maybe for the first minute.
What if I started to cry right away then? Would you make him stop?
You started bawling and blubbering like a 5-year-old that skinned his knee on a rock falling off his bike, then yeah, I'd probably come help you.
Noted.
But if you stand, if you take it like a man and not like a little bitch, then...
But wait, why are we fighting again?
Because he's upset at us talking without him not being here.
Oh.
Well, or if something comes down the line or whatever. If you two, for whatever reason, get into that final argument, tiff, whatever, him and he fucking headbutts you and you lose your teeth.
Yeah, that'd be nasty. I think we would still do the show, though.
Yeah, you'd get dentures or just do a gum lesson.
Right? I think we would still get together each week.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. He shoved me once when I grabbed his balls on stage.
Yeah, I'm surprised all he did was shove you.
He shoved me and said, nobody touches those but my wife. It was fun.
Yep.
I kind of pooed a little because I was like, he's going to beat me up. There's so many times where I've done things I shouldn't, and then I'm like, don't hit me.
Yeah.
The joke about
AK hitting on his daughter.
Just don't speak of that. Don't speak about that. We're still lucky he doesn't hit me now. So let's just leave that alone.
All right. So,
that being said, he'll be back next time.
Absolutely.
And as will you if you change your answer as to who you would back up. So we'll just leave it at that. If you're around for January 30th, you should come to Cambridge and watch wrestling with us.
And then come to Kitchener and watch wrestling with us.
See, it's a big wrestling day. Sunday, big January 30th.
Big wrestling day.
Yeah, if this is if you're listening to this after that date, then you missed it. It was awesome.
It was fantastic.
I hit Van Boss with a chair.
Yep.
We'll just leave it at that. All right, this has been another episode of Legend in My Spare Time. We are, of course, brought to you by Planet Leisure and planetleisure.ca. Check it out. You know why. I don't even have to tell you why.
But for the sake of telling you, it's the home for all that geek gear that you love so much.
Exactly. And if you mention the podcast, you automatically save 15% off of any purchase.
Pretty badass.
That's a pretty good deal.
It is.
So check them out.
Come on out and say hi.
That's right.
Play some board games.
That's right. Homos. All right. This has been another episode of Legend of My Spare Time. My name is Matt M.F.
and
Lees.
And this is Tim, the van boss.
And don't forget to have your pets sprayed or neutered.
Spayed. There's spayed? No art. Spayed or neutered.
Spayed. That's racist. Spayed is a racist word. You can't say spayed.
Cue the retard scream.
Don't tell me what to do. You don't work here. I want to talk to your manager. Don't give me instructions. What are you, a fucking backseat driver? I call the shots here, applesauce. I'm the boss, applesauce.
Are you done yet?
No, I'm not done. This is my Casey Kasem moment.
Okay.
Don't you ever fucking tell me. What are you, Walt Flanagan? You're not Walt Flanagan.
No, I'm not Walt Flanagan.
At the end of Tell 'Em Steve Dave, Walt Flanagan cues the ending. But you're not Walt Flanagan.
Nope.
No, you're not.
I agree with you.
You overstepped your boundaries there.
Yeah, and guess what?
Other than inviting strangers here that I don't know without asking me first, you just crossed the line. That line you just crossed. Don't ever. You gave me instructions. What did you ever say for yourself?
Eat a bowl of Chinese dicks.
That's how you end a podcast.
Yep.
Legend in my spare time, motherfucker.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Make him the cutest that I've ever seen. Give him the word that I'm not a rover. Then tell him that his lonesome nights are.
And just one more thing, folks. Don't forget that if you would like to help me and my band finish our record entitled Two Sides to Every Hero, then all you have to do is donate. Any amount helps. Any amount helps because we are so close to being finished. LegendInMyPodcast@gmail.com. Anything you can do to help us finish and help me realize a lifelong dream to put out a rock and roll record. LegendInMyPodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget, if you send more than $25, I will personally send you an autographed copy of the record when it's finished. LegendInMyPodcast@gmail.com. Thank you.